This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shaurya Kutan with me, Tan Chung Han. Over the last 24 hours, we've seen some key developments out of the US. We had February's inflation data and also the firing of Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. How are investors taking all this in? On the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer, Land Infused Capital Managers in New York. Han, you're speaking to him.
Good morning, Dodge. So let's start with February's U.S. inflation data. Both CPI and core inflation both rising 0.2% compared to January. As expected, you think?
Good morning, Han. Yes, as expected, and not enough to change the perception of potential Fed announcements as we go forward. So it's really good news because it's not bad news. It doesn't change, at least from this, when looked in isolation. It's not a mind changer from what is being expected. So, but the fact is, it's not being viewed in isolation.
Got it. Now, also last night, Malaysian time, Dodge, we learned that Mike Pompeo, CIA director, will replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. So given what appears to be this revolving door at President Donald Trump's administration, are you, as an investor, fazed by any of this?
Okay. As an investor, particularly as an investor who is young, relatively close to college, graduation from college, not real experience yet, not really involved with the market as a whole, yes, I would be, because the perception is there is a revolving door without much understanding of the history of our country and what the strategy is that's going on with our president. As someone who's been in the market for some time, it does affect my perception of the short term. We're seeing much more volatility with intraday as opposed daily or by week. And so it does affect investment decisions. In terms of the political situation, our country has been known every 25 to 30 years to go through a major change in the political process, and that's what is happening now. So that part is expected. And the fact that what is happening in Washington is unexpected does lead to some uncertainty in the investment market, and so therefore shortens the time frame for investment decisions in terms of timing. No, it doesn't affect the fundamentals of companies. Longer term, fundamentally, the companies will survive, but the timing of one's investment becomes much more critical in terms of the ultimate performance over the longer term.
But then, Dodge, following that announcement, we did see a drop in the dollar index there. You know, so doesn't this uncertainty emanating from the White House, doesn't that add downward pressure on the dollar?
Yes, it does, Han. I agree with that. But the real question is, for what period of time? The uncertainty leading to the downward pressure of a dollar obviously would affect and help the United States, but in terms of the length of the downward pressure, I am not so sure, because as time goes forward, as we have seen in some of the decisions that are coming out of Washington now, the surprise of the first move gets softened over time, and then the trading, the news, the dealing, the bargaining starts, and ultimately what comes out of the political process is much closer to what was expected or hoped for way back in the beginning. So we will see whether the downward pressure of the dollar will continue. But yes, the trend still is down, and it would take a change in sentiment, a change in the news and surprises to change that downward trend.
Got it. Now, also, Dodge, help us assess here, you know, how does political risk stack up against the other risks, be it on economic fundamentals or monetary policy, etc.? Where does political risk fit into the current narrative?
At the very top, in terms of the current analysis, economic fundamentals are important longer term and for investment selection, obviously. And one would want to have an economically strong, fundamentally strong option to choose from, and there are plenty there. But in the meantime, the fact that we have monetary policy changing its drift and beginning to increase the interest rates, we have political uncertainty. That will affect the timing and the length of investment decisions. So right now, political risk is number one in terms of market timing. economic fundamentals is the most important priority longer term, and monetary policy plays in between the two in terms of decision making.
Great stuff. Also, Dutch, want to get your thoughts on this. You know, President Trump recently blocking Broadcom's takeover of Qualcomm, citing national security concerns. What does that signal to you then about the outlook for M&As in the States?
Well, obviously, it is extremely significant, particularly for foreign-related M&A. I agree with that totally. When you look at it, what I'm hearing now from Washington is that R&D spending is important to our nation. We don't want a cost cutter to come in and change the strategy of a company that, depending on your relative assessment, is important to our future of our technology. The concern that we're seeing, the concern is really expanded from existing technologies with national security implications potentially falling into rivals' hands, toward ensuring American companies continue to invest in R&D to maintain our country's technological edge. This is and we've been talking about what China has been doing with our technology over a long period of time. We've been talking about it, but we've really not taken very, very much actual action. Now our government appears to be much more serious in protecting the country. So M&A will change the status of M&A, the visualization of some companies applying stock strategies towards taking over other companies depending on their domestic headquarters. This will become much more critical as it does change the environment that M&A is going through. We do expect a reduction because M&A in technology in particular, semiconductors, that obviously is going to be lessened to quite a significant degree, at least in the short term.
All right, so given all that we've discussed, are your investments still focused domestically or are you kind of looking outwards? Where's the bias now?
Both ways. There's been significant longer-term deterioration over here, but that reality is even more pronounced in the world markets. In the past few weeks, there's just been an incredible thinning of the herd in our market as well as worldwide. So selectivity is really the name of the game. We are involved with international investments. The countries that we view as being favorable at this time, and you'll notice a thinning number, Brazil, Egypt, Finland, Indonesia, Jordan, Kenya, Malaysia, Mauritius, and Russia. And the makeup of that is in terms of the size of the markets, it's going to be harder to make investments in there. And the number of markets that are of interest now, whereas if you look at the markets that we view as being stage three and four out of four stages, in other words, on their way to weakening or in a weakened state already, Belgium, Canada, China, Croatia, Cyprus, Denmark, France, Germany, Ireland, Korea, there is a much longer list. The United Kingdom is part of that as well. So the whatever investments we make internationally will be in a much smaller group of countries, but we will still continue to have a diversification away from the United States.
Great stuff. Selectivity is the name of the game. Always a pleasure speaking to you. That was Dodge Dorlan, Chief Investment Officer of Lender and Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.